This is Twit.
You don't need to know how to
dance. It's creepier than J.K. Simmons in a band contest. this is from Amazon Studios. So Amazon has created some game studios. Just as they're making new TV shows, they're making new games. And this is, I think, undoubtedly the scariest game you will ever play. Now, kids, the reason I brought this today is because teenagers love to be scared.
Right.
Right? That's when you go to horror movies, is as a teenager.
Right.
I don't know why. I think it's maybe because your date might scream and leap into your arms. But if you nowadays, if you don't need to go see The Bride of Frankenstein, you can play Lost Within. The premise is, you're a police officer. Let's tilt this so that you can see it. And you are lost within an abandoned insane asylum. There are some people in there with you. You're trying to get everybody out. 24 hours from now, the asylum is going to be demolished, blown up for a hyperspace bypass. So you've got 24 hours to get the people out of there. There's a little kid's voice, there's a woman's voice, and there seems to be a monster in the basement. Okay, now, warning, this is... The truth is, I haven't gotten anything that's actually, like, violent or anything. It's just scary, but maybe you cover the eyes of the smaller children amongst us. One thing I do like about this, it will save your game. So I played this at home on my iPad, and when I came into at work, it saved my game where I left off. That's a good thing, okay? We're on chapter two, I think, of this game. Yeah. The kid warned me a monster was coming, and I should hide in a locker. I don't know what was crazier, that I got in the locker or what happened next. It was terrifying. There's something in here. It doesn't sound human. Shall we continue? They also recommend that you wear headphones. There's a lot of left-right stereo on here. And I can walk. This is where I've already been, so you can see my footsteps. Are you not? Where's the sound? There we go. This is the creepiest place ever.
Well,
navigation is great. You just tap where you want to go.
What the hell was that?
Who's that little boy? Hide. Oh, here comes... Oh, no! Oh! This is, yeah. Okay, that's why I'm back at chapter two. I have to get run! Get out of there! Pearson? Okay, so I died.
It would be cool to have that game with the music from my game.
You
should try to play the game.
The spray paint is cool because you can spray paint the ground and it'll tell you where you want to go. There's graffiti on the walls. There have been some bad people in here. This is, and there was something odd going on in the asylum. Some sort of dangerous research. First of all, let's find a locker. Is there a locker? Because I need to hide in the locker when the monster comes.
Don't we all?
Yeah. Oh, no.
What the hell was that?
No, don't go that way. Here, go. Hide in the locker. Good. Hide in the locker. Hide in the locker. Oh, whew.
Oh, you actually.
This is the scariest game you will ever play. Apparently the monster is dumb, though. Can't figure out how to work a locker. Hurt locker. Successfully hid from in a locker. The kid will tell you when to get out of the locker.
Can you see this, or is it too dark?
It's really dim. Let me turn up the brightness.
I would just stay in the locker.
I should just stay in the locker, but it wouldn't be much of a game if you stay in the locker, I think, is my suspicion. All right, let's continue. So he's still out there, whatever that thing is. Should I leave the locker? No, I'm going to wait till the kid says it's safe.
Oh, the kid tells you?
Oh, yeah, the kid's kind of my helper here.
Is it like the kid in the Shining?
$7. It's not a cheap game.
$6.99.
It is much like the kid, Red Rum, in the Shining. Mm. But the inhabitant can sense you if you are nearby. Huh. It is a really atmospheric game with a lot of interesting stuff to explore and a serious mystery to solve. So there's another locker. Keep an eye on where the lockers are. You'll see things glowing when you can pick them up or read them. I've picked up a few things in my inventory. I've got some wire and stuff. So it's an adventure game. I've got a key.
What's on that typewriter? Is there a message?
Yeah, it's not. I can't read it, so there's nothing important there, apparently. Mm. Let's go in here. I do like the way that this is... You know, a lot of times games like this, which are ported from PCs, the navigation is not great. This is very simple. It's very iPad friendly. I just tap where I want to go. The madmen saw through walls. Ooh, I don't know what that means, but I bet you it's a clue. Did you hear that?
Yes, Justin, yeah.
Oh, here's something I can search this. More spray paint and a battery. Good. Wait a minute, no, take it. take it off. So if you've played adventure games, you're kind of familiar with the basic mechanics of this. I got to warn you, it's scary, but I think teenagers really like this. Michael loves scary games like Five Nights at Freddy's. Things jump out at you. This is a little bit more sophisticated, a little more involving. Medical Station Junction. Oh, I feel like there's something going to happen here. Raiders. Oh, see, every once in a while I channel the past.
Ooh, what's going on there?
I don't know.
It's like an old episode of ER.
Yeah. Where's George Clooney when you need him?
Exactly.
Okay, this is Lost Within. You're lost within an asylum. $7. But I think a lot of fun. Amazon Studios, I think they've done a great job. This is easily the scariest game I've ever played on the iPad.
Is that Hillary Clinton in there?
Yeah, that's one of the things that's scary.